Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 54 of the Afro Excursioner podcast. I am your host, Lionel Harris. On this episode, I am taking you guys over to the Barnes & Noble bookstore located in Colony Center here in Albany. I have to ask you guys, when's the last time you even been to a bookstore? I'm not going to lie, I haven't been to a bookstore in probably forever. But I do have a confession to make, and I appreciate, again, you guys reaching me on my feedback line. I did that episode on the Halloween store. Remember I said the Halloween store was located over there by the DXL, what's the other place, the place that closed up. What the hell's the name of that place up over there? But anyway, I said that was the old Barnes & Noble store. I actually had that wrong. That was the Borders bookstore located over there. So thank you again for my fan who reached out and corrected me on that, and I appreciate that. So thank you. 518-407-5110 is that feedback line. Anyway, I'm in Colony Center for something else, and I had to cut through Barnes & Noble to get inside the mall. On my way back, though, I said, you know what? I'm going to check this place out. I haven't been inside one of these in forever. And I remembered back in the day when they were around, it was both Barnes & Noble's and Borders. I remember those guys. And I remember being able to go into Barnes & Noble's. They had all these chairs around and these little comfy couches, and you could grab a book and just go sit in a corner. And I always think, you know, why would I even buy this book at this point? If I can take a book and read it, or a magazine or whatever, and read it, and why would I end up buying it? I didn't understand that concept of that. But anyway, I will get back to that. But just a little history. You know how I like to do my little history research stuff. Barnes & Noble first began back in 1873 by a guy named by the name of Charles Barnes in Wheaton, Illinois. So 1873, Charles Barnes, he develops this concept of a bookstore. 1917, his son William leaves Illinois, and goes to New York. And he goes to work with a guy named G. Clifford Noble, I'm sorry. And that was in 1917. And they formulated the store, Barnes & Noble. And their big flagship store was on Fifth Avenue and 18th Street, Midtown Manhattan. That was the big deal back then. 1971, a guy by the name of Leonard Riggio bought out the name and that location. And at that time, he did some work and had some other investments in play. They became the largest book retailer in the world, 150,000 plus titles at the time. 70s and 80s, they were on this hunt for purchasing smaller bookstores and all this other kind of stuff. 1987, their largest acquisition was 790 stores of the whole Dalton bookstores. So Dalton, I guess, was a big bookstore back then. And they bought all their stores, 797 of them, to add to their expansive library of stores. And Riggio guy, he's the one that came up with that whole concept of the superstore, of having not only books inside the store, but other things as well. Music. Remember, you could go in there and put those headphones on and listen to CDs and all that good stuff. Remember that? I remember that. 2009 is when they came out with the Nook, that, you know, the whole book reader thing. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I don't have a Nook. I never had a Nook. I am a, what do you call it, with the Amazon. I'm a Kindle guy. So I'm a Kindle reader. Amazon and Barnes & Noble, that's a competitive nature. That's a whole other storyline for another time. But I am a Kindle guy. But not knocking you guys out here who are, you might be a Nook reader. It's all good. Does the same premise. Get you to read more books, right? That's what it's about. 2011, they were still purchasing bookstores, and they purchased, that's when they bought out Borders. They bought out Borders and Walden Books. So again, they're growing. 2016. Actually, no, let me back up. In 1993, I mentioned that for a reason, because when I was in the Barnes & Noble, there was a Starbucks in there. And I remembered that from before. There would always be a Starbucks in there. And there's something about them freaking Starbucks coffee shops, man. They do it right. They get those coffees and you smell that coffee. And you come in there, you smell the coffee, you grab a book. All that was by design. Back in 1993 is when they came into partnership with an agreement that they would reciprocate each other. Starbucks would be inside a Barnes & Noble location. If a Starbucks location was good size, there would be Barnes & Noble offerings inside there. 1993 is when that started. Of course, like everything else that COVID ruined, I guess, well, yeah, ruined. Even though it got me to do a podcast, but it still ruined a lot of stuff. It ruined the experience for a while at the Barnes & Noble because they had to get rid of the chairs. They couldn't allow people to sit around. They got rid of the whole kids play area where they had kids who could come in and sample books and had people coming and read to the kids. They got rid of all of that, man, due to the whole COVID protocols. Crazy. Crazy. Anyway, I went up in there. Something different, something new. Hadn't been in a long time. I ask again, when's the last time you've been to a bookstore? Matter of fact, when's the last time you've been to a library? That's a whole other episode. I got that lined up too. When is when? When are you going to do something new? When are you going to try something different? 518-407-5110 is my contact line. Reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts. Continue to listen. Continue to share. And as always, thank you.